I'm in St. Neots. To be precise, my favourite wine shop. My favourite wine merchant is standing next to me. Are you a merchant or are you a wine seller?
We're a wine merchant.
Excellent. I got it right. Matt Ellis. And we've been having a really interesting conversation. I did see something in the window that caught my eye, and we end up in a conversation about publishing. And you are going to be turning your blog, smilinggrape.com, into a newspaper.
Yes, we're going to be breaking down the barriers of wine for the London market. We're going to be selling fantastic offers, all different styles of wines, but interesting wines with stories behind them.
So the newspaper, as well as obviously assisting you to sell wine, will be sharing stories. And three stories I have right here. Can you tell me the names of these three different wines first?
Yes, we have the Gran Cerdo Tempranillo from Spain. We have the Anjou from Domaine Augereau in the Loire Valley in France. And we also have the fantastic Shiraz Viognier from a fantastic producer also from Spain.
So these three wines interest me because each of them have an interesting tale to tell. Can you tell me, first of all, about the one Gran Cerdo? Fat Pig, is that?
Yes, the translation is Fat Pig, created by a guy called Gonzalo Gonzalo. Yes, that actually is his name. He wanted to create a wine which was natural, so it's biodynamic, because his father, during the 70s and 80s, had been contaminated with lots of fertilizers using in the Spanish vineyards. So when he wanted to make his own wine, he went to the banks to see if he could get any money. And they basically said to him, bugger off. So to get his own back, he called the wine Fat Pig. And he's dedicated the wine to the bankers who denied him a loan.
Why not? I wonder if they sit there and drink it. So tell me about the next one with the black and red label.
Yes, so this is Monsieur Augereau, who is a world-renowned winemaker. And all his wines are absolutely superb. So this is his Anjou, which is Cabernet Franc. And he makes the most incredible flavours. And the reason why he gets these fantastic flavours is he actually plays the French horn to his barrels. So one thing, the two things he loves in life, one is wine and making wine, and the second is playing the French horn.
I'm glad you said the French horn, not the horn. Tell me how that has an effect on wine, really.
He believes the sensual sort of musical notes helps to make the wine soft and beautiful.
Now, I guess the French horn having such a tone, there may be some science in that. The resonance as it potentially vibrates through the air and hits the barrels and then maybe the contents inside. Do you think it makes a difference?
Yes, you've got that lovely sort of balance, that transfer of fantastic music. And also he's sending the wine his love through music.
It's not ridiculously expensive either. I might have to take one of those and see if it makes me more musical. Let's have a look at the final one, which has a picture of a winemaker, the winemaker, with two fingers, almost in a victory sign that Churchill would do, with an S and a V on. What's the story behind that bottle?
Yeah, so basically under the Spanish wine laws, they have quite a sort of a strict way that if they can't actually put the actual name of the grapes unless they're actually sort of Spanish origin. So he created this wine through Shiraz and Viognier. So this is the Dos de Dos de Ferrante, made by a fantastic English winemaker in the sort of Catalunya area, which is in the sort of centre of Spain. And basically, to get his own back at the regulators for their daft Spanish wine laws, he just stuck two fingers up.
On the label, in colour, as a photograph.
And we actually dedicate the wine to all the mother-in-laws in the world.
You do have a lot of buying suggestions, which are very funny, on your wine when you're in here. What particular wine would you gift to George Osborne after the budget?
Yes, another 11p today on a bottle of wine. So just looking here at our sort of, you know, bargain Spanish and Italian range, which we sell for £4. So now, with all the duty on a bottle of wine, the most expensive in Europe, on one bottle, 57% goes straight to the government, which I think is outrageous.
That is outrageous. Soon we'll be drinking petrol.
Yes, but perfect wine for George Osborne. Probably a nice big heavy magnum straight for his head.
Obviously said in jest, George, just in case you're listening to this. But please, sort it out. Thank you very much. You're obviously so passionate about what you do. I love coming in here for that reason. And the fact you're really connected to the stories behind these. And I look forward to reading and hearing more. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.